Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is about to follow is probably one of the most important shows we are ever going to do. And I hope I do not disappoint you, because I know a lot of people very much enjoy the fact that I get so passionate and angry about some of these things, but I am so disgusted that I don't honestly think I can get angry. I was angry at first, and now I'm just disgusted. Pretty much everything that I've told you has come true. If you've been a regular listener to this show, thank you, first off. Second off, you know that most everything I've told you is going to happen. Things that they have promise that they're not going to deliver on, things that are going to happen before they do, I have told you on this show. I'm telling you on this show now, the fix is in. And unless something dramatically changes, Donald Trump will not be the president of the United States. And most likely a Democrat will. If it's Joe Biden, it's Joe Biden. If it's a replacement, it's a replacement. But the fix is in. And I've told you on this show time and time and time again, you cannot trust the Republican Party. You know, it's very easy to scream at the Democrats because they're all crazy. But at least the one thing about the Democrats is they come right out and show you they're crazy. They come right out with exactly what it is they intend to do to destroy this country, while the Republicans claim to be on your side. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that the fix is in for Nikki Haley as far as attempting to get her into the White House. Or, and that's on the Republican side, or if that fails, Joe Biden, which is perfectly fine. I want you to understand that it's perfectly fine with your Republican Party. That is perfectly fine. They can go on television all they want and pretend, oh, this would be a disaster for the country. Oh, this will be a horrible thing. They don't care. They couldn't give a damn. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute they don't give a damn. And I'm going to tell you why I'm so disgusted. Because people that I trusted, people that I thought were sincere, are not. Absolutely are not. Now, I told you last week that Nikki Haley, when she gave her Iowa speech after the Iowa primaries, basically said she won. Oh, well, we did fantastic, and now it's on to the next stop, which is New Hampshire, and we're going to win that. And she got trounced. She was in third place. Ron DeSantis dropped out. We then got New Hampshire, in which Nikki Haley then once again gave a victory speech, saying thank you to all the great people of New Hampshire. What a great night. She lost. These speeches are written ahead of time, folks. They're written ahead of time. Yes, she congratulated Donald Trump. She added that in on her own. But even Donald Trump commented, she's acting like she won. That's because she understands something very clearly. The Republican Party is going to do everything within their power to make sure Donald Trump is not the nominee, let alone the president of the United States. So when they get on television and they say, oh, these indictments are horrible, oh, they can't stop Donald Trump, they're secretly hoping that they can, and they're aiding them in their ability to do it. 100% aiding them in their ability to do it. Nikki Haley is not a Republican. I don't care what talking heads on the television say. Go read her policies. Go take a look at some of her past interviews on her opinions on certain things. She is not a Republican. At best, she's an independent, and at worst, she's a moderate Democrat. And so what we have here is the Republican Party and the Democrat Party getting their heads together to say, how do we make an election where we really don't care who wins? If Joe wins, he wins. If Nikki wins, she wins. But our goal is to stop Donald Trump. And once again, it belies the question, why? Well, remember when I told you that eventually you're going to find out how the sausage is made, how the hot dog is made? Eventually these people, you know, eventually you turn on the light and you see the cockroaches for a minute. Well, we saw a cockroach. Jeff DeWitt, the head of the GOP in Arizona, is literally caught on tape bribing Kerry Lake to not run for the Senate. And if that doesn't make your stomach turn, you just listen, because more information is coming out and it gets worse. She recorded a conversation in which DeWitt said, how much money, give me a number, that is going to take to keep you from running for Senate? Now, at first, I thought he was kidding. At first, I thought he was over-exaggerating the fact that he didn't think she was going to win. Now, if Jeff DeWitt had have went to Kerry Lake and said, look, you know this is a moderate Republican state. You're not a moderate Republican. I don't think you can win. And if you don't win, then I don't know. A Democrat's going to be in, and it's going to take that seat. So, Kerry, for the good of the party, could we maybe get you to run another time, and we can get a moderate Republican in? Because, yeah, I don't think a hardcore Republican's going to win in this state. That's fair game. That's fair. That's his opinion. He has a right to his opinion. But when you come to someone and say, very powerful people back east do not want you to run, and they are willing to put their money where their mouth is. Give me a number. And then you have the audacity to issue a statement to the American people saying, my words were taken out of context. Explain the context. Context, do you ask a Senate candidate to disappear for a few years and name a number high enough that she would be tempted to take it? I'll tell you what the context is. You bribed her, or you're attempted to bribe her. Now he's saying, well, she set me up to make herself look like a hero. Well, I got news for you, my friend. If she didn't want this revealed, and she did want the money, all she had to do was erase that tape and take that money. So no, she didn't set herself up to be a hero. She set you up to expose who you really are, which is a swamp creature. These are the people Donald Trump is talking about. But it goes way deeper than this. Kerry Lake then says she baits him. Kerry Lake is a very smart person. And Kerry Lake says with a chuckle, I suppose if I don't take the offer, they're going to try to murder me, huh? And instead of this guy saying, oh, my God, Kerry, please. You know better than that. These people have some money and they want to have some influence, but they ain't going to murder anybody. You know what he says? Well, you know, The cartels are operating in all 50 states now, Kerry. What does that mean? Ask yourself for a moment, what does that mean? If someone said that to you, how would you take that? If you said, is someone going to try to murder me if I say no to this offer? And they say, well, you know, I hear the cartels operating in all 50 states now. You don't think that that's a veiled threat? What the hell is it then? You're not talking about cartels. It was a veiled threat. It was, I'm not going to say that. But you do know these cartels will do things, well, which means what? Which means that the people who are bribing Kerry Lake to get out of the Senate race deal with the cartel on a personal level? Oh, who told you that? Who told you that these politicians were getting kickbacks from the cartel? I did. They don't give a damn if your son or daughter dies from fentanyl. Get over it. They're lining their pockets with cartel money. And the cartels, in exchange for this, are supplying them with children to rape, and they're supplying them with money. And and also in return, they'll do their bidding if they need to be some dirty work. And all of a sudden, it's, oh, these terrible cartels killed someone. Oh, these terrible cartels kidnapped someone. We must do something about it. Nod, nod, wink, wink. Thanks a lot, guys. This is your America. Now, people who operate like this, do you honestly think they would want Trump in? No, of course not. Nikki Haley, however, oh, they're more than willing. Oh, they're more than willing. Nikki's our girl. Wonder why. I wonder why. When people who are basically telling you who they are tell you flat out and you just say, that's not true. No, no, they're good people. No, I'm going to vote for them. No, 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 I reject that. Then you get what you deserve. When people who are obviously threatening political candidates, trying to throw them in jail, making veiled threats about cartels taking them out if they don't cooperate, trying desperately to stop Donald Trump from getting into office, what more do you need until you understand you have to vote for? What more do you need? Jeff DeWitt has stepped down. And I urge every one of you to go read his letter, because his letter of resignation, because it makes me physically ill. Instead of taking a little bit of responsibility, instead of saying I made a horrible mistake based on some people who were friends of mine who asked me to do this, and, I'm disgraced. No, it's Kerry Lake's fault. How dare she record me? She probably set me up. You know, she worked for me before. You know, I love Trump. Yeah, you love Trump. You know what he said? I want you to listen to this very carefully. Kerry Lake said, this is all about stopping Donald Trump, isn't it? That's what this is all about. And he says, well, I'm not even sure Donald Trump could win. And she says, what, are they going to rig another election? He goes, they very well could rig another election. Oh, I want you to take those words very carefully. He didn't say, come on, Kerry, the election wasn't rigged. He didn't say, oh, come on, nobody's rigging an election. Or he didn't say, maybe they didn't rig the last one, but maybe they'll rig this one. No, he said, they might rig another election. Meaning he knows damn well they rigged the last one. Now, whether he's talking about her election or the Trump election, I don't know. It doesn't matter. He's openly admitting that elections are rigged. He is openly admitting that people bribe people all the time to get out of races, to stay out of politics. And if they don't, there's other ways to make them lose. Do you hear one Republican, just one, say, I want this man brought before us. He's naming names. I want the names of the people who told him to go there and bribe Kerry Lake. Do you hear it? No. Do you hear Fox News covering this? No. Do you hear anybody covering this? This is the biggest story possibly in political history. There is a man caught red-handed on audio tape attempting to bribe a politician into leaving an election, openly admitting there are some very, this is his words, there are some very, very powerful people whose back you can't scratch, Kerry. And you know how this works. You either have to scratch their backs or you don't get in. Then he adds, well, I'm not really a back scratcher. A lot of my constituents, a lot of the people who, you know, they ghost me too because I don't really scratch too many backs. Oh, but you're there scratching their back by asking her to drop out of an election and saying there'll be financial remuneration or a job, a big job. He offered that too. Oh, how about a job, Kerry? How about if you just pause for 2 years? Just pause, Kerry. We can't have it this time around. And then you hear actual Republicans saying, well, you know, Nikki Haley's a good choice because say what you want, but Donald Trump's candidates always seem to lose. Look how many of Trump's candidates lost in the last cycle. MAGA Republicans are being rejected because you're starving them of money, you're threatening them, you're running opponents against them when you should be getting behind them because you don't want them. You don't want them. You don't care what the people want. That's irrelevant to you because there are people, very, very powerful people back east, and they want it. Screw the American people. Who are they? Peons. They have no power. I'm here on behalf of very, very powerful people. And this is what they want. You know, I read this and I just said to myself, this is not the America I thought it was. It just isn't. And there's two things you can do. You can either acquiesce, give up, and drown in the swamp, or you can fight it. If you're going to fight it, then there is only one person you can vote for. It's just as simple as that. We heard Kerry Lake say, look, I know you guys want Ron DeSantis in, but he's really not an America First candidate to the degree that Donald Trump is. He didn't say, oh, no, 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 hold the phone, Kerry. We don't want Ron DeSantis in. He didn't say that. Well, now that Ron DeSantis has dropped out, you see where they're putting all of their effort. They're putting all of their effort towards Nikki Haley. You didn't hear one person on Republican-based news show say, regardless of what Nikki Haley says, well, I came in second. That's wonderful. Yeah, but there's two people in the race. To say you came in second is the exact same thing as to say you came in last. And when you add to the fact that we have on videotape several voters saying, I'm voting for Biden in the general election, but I'm just here trying to screw Trump. So I'm a registered independent, so I'm just going to go in there and I'm going to vote for Nikki Haley. They're saying that about 50% of the votes she got were from people like that. You know why? They're trying to rig the election. Because if Nikki Haley gets in, she will be clobbered by Joe Biden. But in the chance that she's not, the Democrats are okay with Nikki Haley. So you see, this is how the Democrats, with Republican help, are going to try to rig this election again. The fix is in. One of three things is going to happen. One, the Republicans are going to pretend to put up a big fight and then at the end say, Donald Trump can't run. He's been indicted. He's been convicted of stuff. It would be a terrible blight on American history if a convicted criminal were to become the president of the United States. We just can't have it. We can no longer support him. We're very, very sorry. We love him too. But how would it look in the history books? I don't know. How does it look in the history books when you have a head of a GOP in a state bribing somebody? How does that look in the history books? You bunch of phonies. And then I hear some idiot on a talk show that's supposed to be a conservative say, well, you know, Nikki Haley is going to bring in a lot more of the women and the independent votes. So really, she's really not a bad choice, because at the end of the day, this is what gets me. At the end of the day, it's all about winning. We have to win, win at all costs, so it doesn't matter. If Nikki Haley is the ticket to winning, then we must win, because the objective is to win. Okay, well, the objective is to win in a swim meet if you're a man, too, and you're in a woman's event. Oh, but you don't like that, do you? Ah, his objective is to win. So if he wants to put on a friggin' women's bathing suit and claim to be a woman, hey, he accomplished the same thing as the Republican Party. He won at all costs. Good for him. According to you, he must be a hero then, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what you're saying, win. Doesn't matter how, win. Well, he did it. You bunch of phonies. You all fear Donald Trump because he's an outsider, and you know he is exposing your games, and now we see your games. You know, all you people who braved winter weather, who took elderly and the sick out to the voting booth, who stood in line for 40 minutes, all these years, here's a newsflash, didn't matter. For the most part, it didn't matter. And it's probably not going to matter this year. How's that sound? Unless you make it matter. They can't rig it if it's an overwhelming outcry from the American people. They cannot rig that. And they're starting to realize that. That's why they're panicking. That's why they're getting on television and telling you, well, we only got 51%. I mean, that basically means that 49% of the Republican Party doesn't want Donald Trump. Incorrect. He got more votes than anyone in the history of New Hampshire, except including Bernie Sanders, who held the record. Oh, but I won't tell you that. Every poll shows Donald Trump trouncing Joe Biden. Nikki Haley keeps doing this one poll. Well, it says I'm ahead by whatever. Yeah, and all the other ones say you lose. Now, if Nikki Haley was an honest person, Nikki Haley would have bowed out after New Hampshire. She would have said, look, folks, here's the situation. I am very well aware that in this state, independents can vote, and there's a lot of registered Democrats who changed their affiliation to vote. And if I can't win in this state, then I sure as hell am not going to have a path forward to be the president of the United States. And so with that in mind, I'm going to support Donald Trump. She didn't do it. You know who her top donors are? Democrats. Go check it out. Top donors to her campaign? Democrats, all of them. They're giving her the money to continue and say, do not drop out, Nikki. Do not drop out, Nikki, because if the worst comes to the worst, and we cannot stop Donald Trump from winning, we cannot indict him, we don't dare assassinate him, and believe me, that's on the table, then we're going to force him to make you vice president. We're going to force him to do it. The outcry is going to be so loud from the party. We're going to tell him you can't win without the independent vote and the women vote, and Nikki Haley will ensure that. At least Stefanik won't. Kristi Noem won't. Carrie Lake won't. But she will, and she'll bring all her voters with her, Donald, and you'll win. Because they want Nikki Haley to eventually take over. They're hoping they can stop Donald Trump's presidency in the first year, and then it'll be Nikki Haley. That's all. If they can't stop him any other way, then they'll say, well, we'll put up with him for a short period of time, but the second he takes office, we're going to try to impeach him, we're going to try to get him out, we're going to try to have him arrested and whatever, and then Nikki Haley will take over and we will have our precious princess installed, despite the fact that she did not win. That's what's happening right now before your very eyes. And it bothers me so much when I see real American people, not paid off nut jobs and not Democrats posing as Republicans saying, oh, Nikki's so wonderful. I voted for her because it's so important that we keep up our support of the Ukraine. You lost $2 billion in Ukraine. You want to lose $2 billion more? Now we're finding out that a lot of the Ukraine money was funneled other places to a war that should have ended a long, long time ago. But she's got them brainwashed into thinking if they take Ukraine, they're going to take the USA. Please, do your history. We're the ones who broke the treaty with Putin, if you want the truth. I don't want to see the Ukraine people hurt in any way, shape, or form. I don't want to see Vladimir Putin go in there. But the bottom line is, it's really none of our business. It's really none of our business. If you wanted to supply him with weapons, you should have done it before the Russians invaded. You knew they were going to. Joe Biden got on television and gave you the date. He gave you the date. How come the weapons weren't already there? I want an answer to that. Why were the weapons not already there if Joe Biden actually knew the date that Vladimir Putin's troops were going to invade the Ukraine? Wouldn't that have been the wise thing to do? Ah, but you couldn't have got all that money from the taxpayers then. A lot of people had to die, and you had to put children on the TV screen. Well, this poor child's motherless now. So people say, give the money, give the money, give the money. You didn't give one damn about that child and whether she was motherless. You gave a damn about your own pocket, just like Nikki Haley. I know people are going to say, Jesus, Marcus, you're really, really getting edgy here. Yeah, I am, because this is very important. This is the future of the country. You're dealing with a bunch of criminals. They're all criminals. 95% of them are criminals. They need to go. Can Donald Trump get them all the swamp totally drained? Probably not. But at least he's going to try. At least Kerry Lake tried. And then here's the thing. When Kerry Lake actually exposes one, the guy who gets exposed blames her. Oh, she was doing that for her own benefit. Yeah, she was. And? Did she get you red-handed or didn't she, Mr. DeWitt? Oh, that was selectively edited. Okay, well, what part was selectively edited? The part where you said name a price? The part where you said there are very, very powerful people in New York or in the East who don't want you as a candidate? The part where you said we can find you another job in like 2 years, you can maybe come back into the fold? The part where you said, you know, cartels are operating in all 50 states, Kerry. That would be a terrible thing if a cartel, something happened with the cartel on. Or the part where you said, hey, don't say anything about this conversation or I'm done. Don't say anything about this conversation or when I turn the key to my car, it's going to blow up. Want to talk to me again about how all those Clinton people that died were just a coincidence? It's a coincidence. When are you going to learn that these are not conspiracy theories anymore? The politicians decide who they want. The news media then gets behind those and tries to brainwash you into thinking it's for your own good. The game. And you think these people on CNN, MSNBC, probably even Fox, you think some of these people aren't paid off? We just recently had a TikToker come out and say the Biden campaign gave me $20,000 to post positive things on TikTok about them. Oh, but you don't think they're doing that on MSNBC and CNN and all that, right? They're not going there and bribing anybody. They're just bribing people like Carrie Lake. They're not bribing the major news stations to spread lies. That's why all these major news stations said it's very true. Donald Trump is a Russian spy. There's absolute proof when there was none. That's why these people said it's absolutely true that there is no Hunter Biden laptop. That was just Russian disinformation when it wasn't. Because they were paid to do it. You're looking at something very dangerous, folks, because I just heard what I thought was a rational human being, a rational woman. Now, I disagree with everything she says, but I thought she was at least rational. Joy Reid from MSNBC literally had a person on who was arguing that sexually explicit books should not be in a library for children, and Joy Reid was saying they should. Joy Reid was saying, who are you to decide what goes into a public library or a school library? Who are you? Maybe some parents want their children to read this. And she says they want them to read about anal rape with a dildo? So when is it okay, Joy? This is what the woman said. When is it okay to have a sexually explicit book that talks about anal rape with a dildo, with a strap on, okay in a child's library? She didn't answer the question. She just says, there's a lot more to the story. It's a story about survival. It's a story about abuse. Yeah, and guess what? You could have wrote that story and left all of those gory details out, couldn't you? There are plenty of books on the market right now about incest survivors and rape victims, and they don't go into detail about how it was done and how long it took and what they used and how they felt and in pornographic terms. Just this one. But Joy Reid thinks it's okay. You know why Joy Reid thinks it's okay? Because she was paid to think it's okay. She's not dumb enough to think it's okay. And I warned you all, it's not just the Democratic Party. These Republicans, a good amount of them too, do not want Donald Trump in office. Because it's self-preservation, just like I've told you since the day I started this show. It is self-preservation on their part to get rid of Donald Trump or to make sure he does not win. And now they are becoming increasingly worried that they can't stop him from winning. They're losing the black vote. They're losing the youth vote. And they're saying to themselves, I don't know what we're going to do. There's only so much we can rig. And if you think for 1 minute that the idea hasn't been kicked around to permanently put an end to Donald Trump, you're delusional. The only reason they probably will not is because it's just way too high profile and too obvious. So now they have to say, well, how do we circumvent this? What happens if he does win? And they're going to shift that plan to, well, if we can't convict him before this and get him to not be able to run for president, then immediately after he takes office, we'll get him out. So now we need the vice president because that's who'll take over. So now we need to make sure it's Nikki Haley. It has to be her. It can't be Elise Stefanik. It won't work. It can't be Carrie Lake. That sure as hell won't work. It can't be Vivek Ramaswamy. That's not going to work. It can't even be Tim Scott. It's got to be her. How do we do this? Well, we do this by not talking too badly about her on MSNBC and CNN and all that and saying, well, you know, she has some good ideas. She's so much better than Donald Trump. And you know it's so obvious that she's in on it. You know she's in on it. You know how you know she's in on it? Because she's starting to spew their talking points. Instead of saying, look, Donald Trump was a very good president. And we do share a lot of the same ideas. However, we don't share all of the same ideas. And Donald Trump, some of Donald Trump's policies I strongly disagree with. Many of them are on foreign policy, and I want to take the country in a different direction than that. The choice is yours, ultimately, but these are my views on how we should handle foreign policy. These are my views on how we should handle the economy. These are my views on how we should handle the border. And then you, the American people, decide who you like better. She's not doing that. You know what she's saying? Do you really want four more years of the Democrats just constantly badgering Donald Trump? Do you really want four more years of chaos and the chaos he causes, except he doesn't cause it? The Democratic Party is causing it. Donald Trump caused no chaos. The Democratic Party caused the chaos. We really can't have any of this. So in other words, what she's saying is the Democrats won't leave Donald Trump alone. They'll leave me alone. So vote for me because they'll leave me alone and give the Democrats what they want as opposed to making them take you through four more years of hell. Instead of saying the Democrats had no right to take you through 4 years of hell. And we're going to make sure that never happens again, whether I'm the president or I'm not. No, she's not saying that. She's saying just the opposite. Let the Democrats decide who they want, and then there'll be peace. And if you don't do that, you're not going to get any peace. You're going to get four more years of that. How dare you? It's disgusting. It should instantly disqualify you from being the president because either you're in on the fix or you're as dumb as a rock. Choose one. I'll choose the first. So that's the game, folks. In a nutshell, that's the game. Is Donald Trump going to go along with that game? I certainly hope not. I certainly hope not. To be smart enough to know they're doing this. But they're the ones who thrust Mike Pence on them, too. And they're going to try to thrust Nikki Haley on him. I already hear it. I already hear some of these political pundits saying, you know, the path to Trump's victory at this point to ensure he's going to win is you have to have Nikki Haley. She's going to be the key. The key to what? The key to the Democrats getting what they want eventually? Kidding me. I mean, this is disgusting beyond all disgust. This is the worst I have ever seen it in my life. And the fact that you are not seeing complete and utter outrage on every single network about this Jeff DeWitt thing shows you exactly what I mean. Can I ask you a question? If you're going to fight, the Republicans say, we're going to fight. We're going to fight these Democrats. They think they're going to take over this country. They think they're going to fundamentally change the country. We're going to fight. Okay, well, you now have the ability to have your own January 6th hearing. Where is it? Remember when the Democrats held their January 6th hearing? They said only people who hate Trump can come in. Only people who have a grudge against Donald Trump. Everybody else is Democrats. Liz Cheney, you can come in. You hate Trump. Adam Kinzinger, you can come in. You hate Trump. Nobody else. And now we're all going to decide that Trump's an insurrectionist and Trump broke the law. Okay, where's our January 6th hearing where we just have the people who like Trump come in and say, why did the police fire on the crowd first before anybody at all burst through those doors? Why do we have footage of police firing on the crowd? Why do we have footage of police literally escorting people from door to door and even unlocking it for them unforced? Why do we have videotape of police pretending to arrest people, on handcuffing them and giving them high fives? Why do we have that? How come we don't have that hearing? Where's that hearing? They don't want it. They could call it tomorrow. Oh, they said they're going to fight for you, right? Where's the fight? First thing I would have done once we gained the House, it said, we're having a hearing on this January 6th thing, and we're going to blow this wide open because we now have all the videotapes, and we know what happened. And we're going to expose what a big fraud their January 6th hearing really was. Do you hear them doing that? No, they're not doing that. Think would have happened. If you had a subpoena to appear and you didn't show and said, I'm not showing. I'm just going to hold my own press conference where I say you can basically go F yourself. And then when you say we're going on with your trial without you, you just pop in and wave at the crowd. Hey, hey, I'm here. You would have been, they would, you know what they would have said? Arrest that man instantly. Instantly. Did they do that to Hunter Biden? No, they didn't. Explain to me again how the Republicans are fighting for us. I'll wait. No January 6th hearing. No forcing the hand of Hunter Biden. Now that we have a Republican literally bribing someone, where's the outrage? Where's the Republican saying, this man is going to come before the House and he's going to name names. And whoever he names, they're going to jail. You don't get to try to bribe public officials not to run for office. That's not the way this system works. They're not going to do it. They don't care. They know who it is, by the way. They know. You probably know who it is, too. All you have to do is follow the money. Who's the big New York and D.C. donors? Who's that big donor class, right? And you know why they don't want Donald Trump? Because they can't buy him. What does he need of money? He doesn't need the money. Don't you get it? These people want to own the people who represent you so they can all make crap loads full of money off your tax dollars. And they can do it very easily by bribing the F out of them, but they can't do it to Donald Trump because he doesn't need the money. Pretty easy. Not a hard thing. So the Republicans are willing to throw away everything. Oh, well, if the border crisis doesn't get solved, oh, well, if there's still all kinds of weird stuff being taught in your schools. Oh, well, if people are bribing people to rig elections, oh, well. It's not oh, well. Carrie Lake said the smartest thing I've heard somebody say in a long time, and she said, when he said to her, couldn't you just take a pause for a couple of years? And you can go right back into public service if you want. You can go right ahead and run again. Just take a pause. She said, the fight is now. Don't you understand the fight is now? This is when the fight is. 2 years from now, it's too late. She's absolutely correct. 2 years from now is way too late. Because that would mean that either a Nikki Haley or a Joe Biden or a substitute for Joe Biden has gotten into the White House, and that is the end of the game. You can go right ahead and hold on to Baltic and Mediterranean all you want and hope you don't land on Boardwalk, Park Place, and all the other ones that somebody else owns. But if that's all you own in a monopoly game, the game is over. That's all you'll own, folks. That's all you'll own. How long you can go around the board without landing? Well, I don't know. But eventually you will. And then you're done. Nikki Haley is not going to stand up for you. I don't care what she says. She has already said, well, I'm going to try to unify this country. I'm going to try to incorporate both sides of the equation. But here's the problem. Normally, I would say that's a good thing. I've said on this show, you can't have it all one way. You can't say, well, when the Republicans get in, the Republicans do everything they want, and the Democrats got to eat it. And then when the Democrats get in, they get all their way, and the Republicans got to eat it. No, it would be nice if we had an America where everybody got a little something that they wanted. That would be great. Normally, that would be fantastic. But you can't do it in this case, and I'll tell you why you can't do it. It's like sitting down with a whole group of mafia who says, well, we want the ability to run drugs, sell little girls to pedophiles, murder people at will, and, you know, that's it. And you say, well, how about if you just sell little girls to pedophiles? How about not the murder? Oh, no, no. maybe the murderer and the pedophile, and we'll cut down on the drugs a little. You can't compromise with people like this. There's no compromise against illegality. They're doing illegal stuff. You don't get to compromise on that. I'm willing to compromise on abortion. I'm willing to compromise on our foreign policy. I am not willing to compromise on a border where this man clearly said the cartels are operating in 50 states and the people who are backing him are also on their payroll. That's what he said. Don't listen to the damn thing. What do you think it means when he says, well, they're operating in all 50 states? So I got news for you. I might be worried too. Yeah. What does that mean? He's telling Carrie Lake when she says, are they going to come after me and try to murder me? And I know what he's going to say. I was joking. That was like a little inside ha-ha-ha joke. That's not funny. You think it's funny that the cartels are operating in all 50 states? You think it's funny that you insinuated that the people who ask you to come there and bribe her have connections to those cartels? You think that's funny? Because if you think that's funny, you don't belong in public office. You belong in jail. And not writing a letter blaming the victim. This is the equivalent of a rapist saying, well, you know, she came to my apartment. I paid for her dinner, and she was dressed kind of provocatively, so I thought no meant yes, so I just went ahead and did it. And to be honest with you, she led me on. What would you say about that? You'd say, hey, dude, you're a rapist. So I'm going to tell you like it is. Jeff DeWitt, hey, dude, you're a scumbag. You're a briber. You're a swamp creature. And no amount of editing is going to stop what I read from that transcript. You don't ask somebody how much money it's going to take or what kind of job position they could offer you to get you to stop running for Senate if you didn't want to bribe them. And you don't suggest you'd be murdered if she puts that conversation out if her answer is no. Now, whether he was going to be murdered or not, that might have been a lie. He might have just said that so that she said, well, I can't make this conversation public right now. Because a lot of people are saying, why did she wait 11 months? If she's such an honorable person, why didn't she immediately come out? Well, number one, she did. She gave a speech. She didn't give a name, but she gave a speech and said, I want you all to know that I was bribed. A bribery attempt was made to stop me from running. She did say it. She just didn't give any names. Maybe her rationale, which would be my rationale, is, Jesus Christ, if I give the name and they really do kill him, I'm sort of to blame. Maybe I better not give the name. I don't want that on my conscience. It wasn't successful. He didn't bribe me. I'll admit that they tried to bribe me, but I won't give a name, and that way maybe if he was serious about that threat of they might kill him, maybe that'll save his life. Maybe that's what she did that for. But the very fact that you have a head, this is not some bozo, this is a head of the GOP in Arizona, admitting the election was rigged, admitting it. He didn't say, again, read the transcript. He did not say, well, you know, they might try to rig this election. He said another election, indicating he knew very well this one was rigged. Thought it was a conspiracy theory. I thought we were all nuts. Then he mentions the cartels. He mentions the very, very powerful people. He mentions the very twice, very, very powerful people whose back you can't scratch, Gary. Because you're not that type of person. And you know that D.C. is just a bunch of back-scratching club. Oh, so you admit it. Well, this is why they don't want Carrie Lake, and this is why they don't want Donald Trump. You think they wouldn't be bribing Donald Trump if he was a nobody? If he was just some governor from some state somewhere, they'd be bribing him. How much, Donald, to stay out of this race? You can run again in a couple of years or something. Don't worry about it, Donald. How much? We'll put you in a big prime position in a major company. Oh, like Hunter Biden? Maybe we'll do that. And you know what I'm telling you not to run, just maybe not this year, maybe not next year. They'd do that in a heartbeat to Donald Trump. They can't. What are you going to offer them? There's nothing to offer. You know what they will eventually offer, right? They'll eventually offer all your charges. I guarantee you, if Donald Trump said, look, I'm tired of the court cases, I'm done. If all charges are dropped, I will drop out of this race tomorrow. Every charge would be dropped. And every single person would come out and say, after studying the law more carefully, we realize we made a gross, terrible error. Hell, if he wanted them to, if he agreed to drop out, they would make all of those prosecutors come out and say, we were wrong. We let our political ideologies get in our way. We're terribly sorry to Mr. Trump, who's a wonderful individual, and we're sickened by what we did, and we beg the forgiveness. They do that. They get on bended knee for their masters. If Donald Trump was to say, stop all these indictments and I'll drop out of the race, in a heartbeat they would do it because they're owned. This is what Carrie Lake said. I don't want to be owned. What does Jeff DeWitt reply? Yeah, well, it's not so much about being owned, Carrie, as, being able to play ball and scratch. But yeah, please, it's about being owned, and it's about stopping Donald Trump. Carrie Lake knows it very well, and her response was right. Why don't you just get behind me? I'm a great Republican candidate. People like me. I'm popular. I got very conservative views. Why is it that you won't get behind me? Why is it that the Republicans themselves will not get behind me? Maybe I can win if you get behind me and you give me some money and some support. And he gave the answer, because you won't scratch people's backs. And he didn't mean politicians' backs. He meant these big donor class corporations' backs. That's what he meant. It's disgusting. This country is run by big, giant corporations who donate to the people who run it. It's not run by Joe Biden. It wasn't run by Barack Obama. It was run by Donald Trump. That's why they were all panicking. So what do we do? Offer him $10 million? What's that? It's like 50 cents to me. Offer $100 million. He don't want it. He's not even taking a salary for being the president of the United States. You think he wants your money? Threaten him. Oh, threaten him. Threaten him with what? He'll instantly go to the he'll instantly find a camera and say, guess who just threatened me? Because he's not afraid of us. And then we really can't do anything. So what could you do to Donald Trump? Nothing. That's why they don't want him. Just like Carrie Lake. Telling you right now. I'm hearing these talking heads saying, well, you know what Jeff DeWitt did was immoral, but it's not necessarily illegal. It's not illegal. It is not illegal to offer someone a bribe to drop out of a race and then fundamentally change what could be a fair election. That's not illegal. But what Donald Trump said is illegal. When Donald Trump said, go to the Capitol, but go peacefully and make your voices heard, that's illegal. A scumbag on a tape saying, if you don't take this bribe, I can't guarantee that cartels aren't going to show up at your house, Kerry. That's not illegal. That's the country you live in. You want to keep living in it? Keep living in it. Vote for Nikki Haley. Vote for Joe Biden. If you want this to end, you got to vote for Donald Trump. This is why I did not want Ron DeSantis. I don't think he's a bad guy. And if he runs in 2028, I'll probably vote for him. But this was not the year. Because I knew this is the battle line right now. 2024 is the battle line. You're either going to take the country back or you're going to lose it. That's it. We're in check here right now. We're in check. We're not in checkmate, but we're in check. 2024, you put Nikki Haley in the White House, you put Joe Biden in the White House or his substitute, checkmate. And no amount of Ron DeSantis is, or anybody else is ever going to get it back. You know, we had to drop the bomb on Hiroshima, right? You couldn't just say, could you please knock it off? Donald Trump is the bomb. Got to be dropped. We got to know how many of these swamp creatures exist. Do you know how many people said, I can't believe DeWitt did anything like that. He seemed like a Trump supporter. He got on and said, I love Donald Trump and everything. Yeah. That's what they all say. Like that sleazy Lindsey Graham, too. When he's asked by CNN, oh, well, do you think Donald Trump should be able to run for president if he's indicted on whatever? Lindsey Graham says, what about Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton did X and Y. Yeah, but he won't answer the question, you see. Because his real response should have been, what did Donald Trump do that was wrong? You're indicting him for no damn reason. You're just doing this for political purposes. There's no actual law behind this. Oh, no, Lindsey Graham wouldn't say that. Because if he said that, well, then some of his other friends might get angry with him. He's allowed to defend his position, but only in certain ways. Don't trust Lindsey Graham. I can count on one hand the amount of people I trust. But I'm going to tell you this. I want every single one of you Democrats, every single one of you who are saying right now, and I hear you, well, Carrie Lake did that on purpose to make herself look like a hero. I'm sure that if she didn't have the tape rolling, she would have taken that money and you never would have known it. Really? Then how come she run the tape? All she had to do was erase that tape. You lying sacks of crap. All she had to do was say, are you going to sit here and tell me you're going to give me $50 million to drop out? Show me the money, and I'll erase this tape. She didn't do it. You know what she said? You could offer me $1 billion, and I'm not going to take it because it's the future of our country that's at stake. That's the kind of people I want representing me. Not Jeff DeWitt, who's saying, very powerful people back east don't prefer you as a candidate. To hell with what the people want. Very powerful people back east want something different. Are you going to put up with this? I'm not. I want that man brought before the House to answer the questions. Who are the people who sent you to bribe Carrie Lake? And it better happen, because I'm not giving one dime to the Republican Party, nor am I voting for one damn Republican other than Donald Trump if they don't. Ball's in your court. You say you're fighters. You say you're fighting for us. Prove it. I don't give a damn if Hunter Biden goes to prison. Hunter Biden is an official. I want Jeff DeWitt brought before this House, and I want him to answer the question. I want to know who's trying to circumvent our election system. Damn sure should, too.
Marcus Game, as I see it.